Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today, right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We're so happy that you're with us, and we love to hear from you. One of the best ways to find out what's going on in the natural alternative world with The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z is to go to naturalnurse.com. At naturalnurse.com, you can sign up at the left bottom part of the page right there. It just says sign up for the newsletter. And when you do that, you will get a newsletter now and then. I don't say weekly, but now and then, which lists all our events. Or you can strictly go to naturalnurse.com calendar and you'll find out all the classes we have. For instance, up and coming is the herbal certification course, Feeling the Consciousness of Plants. And that's part of the Natural Nurse Herbal Certification course, which grants 18 CEUs to healthcare professionals. Although you can take it if you're not, anyone can take it. We have the Wellness Salon coming up, and that's on dowsing and radionics. And we have the Edible and Medicinal Herb Walk at Restoration Farm. We also have Herbal Medicine Making Workshop coming up at Restoration Farms. And we have lots of online classes, such as Botanical Remedies for Pain and Inflammation. These are all CE-accredited courses. Leaky Gut Syndrome, our Fall Season Chinatown Herb Walk, which we actually go into the field in Chinatown, and you really feel like you went to a different area of the country. So all of these are available. The Herbal Certification Course, that's online, 18 CEUs, Feeling the Consciousness of Plants is coming up next. The Wellness Salon, that's on ground. Edible and Medicinal Herb Walk at Restoration Farm. We also have a lecture coming up in Brentwood, Long Island this summer in August. So you really have to check naturalnurse.com calendar. Then we have so many classes, such as a special class called Career Paths in Natural Health. Did you ever think you would like to make your living doing things that have to do with natural foods, herbs, homeopathics, energy medicine, exercise, and wellness, any of those things? For instance, we have a whole group of individuals who wound up getting an esthetist license, and they can actually hang up a shingle and do skincare, and that's totally legal. And they certainly can charge for it. In some cases, medical insurance will pay for it. And what they've chosen to do is actually hang out a shingle saying organic skincare, and they just use all organic products instead of the commercial products, which are full of toxic chemicals. So there's so many, many paths. By the way, the natural products industry, such as selling and marketing and doing display ads and those kinds of things, is growing by 6.7%. So even if you are doing that and you don't think it's linked to natural, you could be doing the same thing only within the natural products industry. So you're surrounded by that as your professional expression of yourself. So very, very exciting. And of course, we have private consults available for anyone who would like to know how do you use natural remedies for yourself and your loved one. All of that is available at naturalnurse.com. Or if you prefer, there's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. I don't know about Twitter. I have a Twitter account, but I never figured out how to do that. So, however, Facebook, The Natural Nurse, that's available if you prefer that. But I really like starting right on the website at naturalnurse.com. That's where I list everything. So we'd like to bring on our guest today. Her name is Anne Louise Gittleman. And Anne Louise and I know each other many, many years, and today we're going to talk about one of the many topics that she is a master at. But in particular, we'll be talking about radical metabolism. I just love the name of that, and it is also the name of her book and a website, radicalmetabolism.com. Anne Louise, as a nutritional visionary and health pioneer, has fearlessly stood on the front lines of detox and diet, the environment, and women's health for more than 40 years. She's described by Self magazine as one of the top 10 notable nutritionists in the United States, and thousands of individual clients, coaches, and practitioners have benefited from her groundbreaking work. She's called the First Lady of Nutrition and has won multiple awards in over 35 books. And she continues to break new ground in functional medicine and is ready to share how she built from the ground up and is still vastly relevant in our industry for more than 4 decades. To find her, you can go to radicalmetabolism.com or Anne Louise Gittleman, also on Facebook, so you can find her all over the place. So welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today once again, Anne Louise.
Hi, Ellen. Nice to be with you on The Natural Nurse.
Right. And I'm looking at your website, Radical Metabolism, beautifully done. And it looks like you're writing a column in Women's World as well.
Yes, I've been very honored, very humbled to have become a columnist for Women's World, which comes out every week. We have about 4 million pairs of eyes that actually read the Women's World magazine. It's one of the best-selling magazines in the country. But what I'm so pleased and honored about is that the column that they have decided that they wanted me to do is a column on radical health tips. So it's a mini bite-sized column of very actionable ideas and habits and little tricks and tips that people can use to become healthy without spending a whole lot of money or a whole lot of time.
I have written quite a bit for Women's World myself, and one thing I really love about that particular thing, it's one of those things called a rag, right? That's what it's called, because
a tabloid
it's like
rag,
this
yes.
newsprint stuff that it's, but where is it? We're talking about millions of distribution. And where is it, Anne Louise? It's not only in, let's say, Whole Foods. It's in every single grocery store in the country and in a lot of places where this information is not available to women who live there. So I think it's a fantastic venue because it brings your high-level information not only to the already converted and the already knowledgeable, but to those women who might be in food deserts, for instance.
Very, very interesting comment. Yes. And so when people are scanning the cover page of Women's World, they'll see all kinds of articles about weight loss, about hair, about energy. And every week, Ellen, they come up with new programs that kind of titillate the imagination with a lot of terrific before and after and true life stories. So if other women can do it, whether it's losing weight, whether it's getting rid of stress, balancing hormones, every one of us can as well.
And I just love that you've been talking about this for so long. Don't you feel like the science and public opinion has actually caught up to your teachings throughout the decades?
Well, your teachings as well, my dear. So, yes, science is catching up finally. We've reached critical mass, so to speak. And it's wonderful to see that there's information out about losing weight, about getting rid of fat, about cleansing toxins. And I think that's high time. It's time that we began realizing these things because the environment, unfortunately, is becoming increasingly toxic and challenging. As we get older, the maintenance gets higher.
Yeah, it's true. And it's so strange that in today, let's hope this phase ends soon, there seems to be so much legislation against the right things to do. where they're backing off on all the EPA regulations. So that's going to increase toxicity and increase disease.
Yeah, I'm disturbed about that aspect, about what's going on. It's very true. So that means that it's up to each and every one of us, each and every one of your listeners and your followers, my listeners, my followers, the Women's World readers out there. We need to take matters into our own hands when it comes to making our own systems an invisible fortress. So we have to become stronger to ward off all the environmental assaults. And it's not just the usual suspects anymore. It's not just pesticides and herbicides. It's what's going on in the air. It's what's going on in your mouth. It's what's going on in the food. It's the glyphosate. It's the nanoaluminum. And, of course, it's the old friends that we're all so aware of, whether it's parasites, heavy metals, virus, and fungus. So, yes, it's more challenging, but it's more exciting because we've got more answers, so much more available to us, Ellen.
Yes, that's a good way to look at it.
It's the only way to look at it.
Yeah, and also, it's really exciting when people do start to input a whole variety of suggestions that you share in your books and your articles, and what happens is they feel better. Now, it's not instant, but within a month.
Well, they lose weight pretty quickly. We have a program in Radical Metabolism, which is the four-day cleanse, where people lose at least 10 pounds. Not everybody, but many women that are bloated, that are overweight in other areas, that have sleeplessness, headaches, that have a lot of stress, they get speedy relief in a short period of time. We call it our it's a very intense cleanse with watercress soup and juices morning, noon, and night and so forth. So it's a cleanse and people get results, which motivates them to continue on a healing, healthy process. But basically, in this book, we have a 21-day program, which is a reboot for your liver, your gallbladder, your lymph, and then people really see the differences in total health. So it is a graduated incremental program, but in 4 days you will feel better, you'll lose the bloat, and that's enough to get anybody motivated.
Wow, that is just wonderful. So you have so many books. You know, Anne Louise, it takes a long time to write a book, and as you know. And you have 35 books on the market. What are some of your previous books which are still wonderful, and they've actually been on the New York Times bestsellers list?
I have two books which were our mega bestsellers that were very surprise hits, so to speak. You know, you become an overnight success with number 18, so to speak, which is an interesting number because it represents life high. And I would say that one of the books that is still selling quite well and has been out in hardback for many, many years is called The Fat Flush Plan, which revolutionized diet and detox. It was the first book that talked about the importance of liver and liver cleansing in terms of fat burning. Now, that spawned about five other books, Ellen, that have been out on the market. There's a Fat Flush Foods, there's a Fat Flush Fitness, there's a Fat Flush Journal, and of course a Fat Flush Cookbook. So all of that is just because of this wonderful concept that really took root. And that's because of the internet many, many years ago. And then the story was picked up by Women's World Magazine, so the circle comes full round, which ran an article called The Internet Miracle Diet. And that was all about my 2-week Fat Flush plan.
So all of those are still available, but you incorporate many of those ideas in your newest book, Radical Metabolism.
Yes, it's the latest information, the latest version of many of the concepts and principles that I introduced in Fat Flush, the importance of the liver as the cleansing detox organ, grand central station of cleansing, metabolism, and healing, as well as the gallbladder. The importance of the gallbladder and to maintain it if you can. It is not a throwaway organ, everybody. The liver is very important. It produces bile, which is stored in the gallbladder. We'd like to keep it if at all possible. And I also talk about the lymph, which is the handmaiden of the liver and is the method in which some of the toxins are reduced and released and escorted from the body. So all of these organs and systems are extremely important. And I think it's high time we understand, especially as we try to get slim for spring, the detox is where it's at, and detox needs to be a daily affair. It's not a seasonal event anymore.
Oh, that's an interesting concept. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by a seasonal affair versus a daily focus in terms of keeping up with detoxification?
It means that the liver is barraged with so many toxins, metabolically, environmentally, that we need to incorporate very simple foods, very simple beverages in the diet that can help the liver do its job. That's where my dandelion root tea comes in handy. That's where my citrus blaster, which I introduce in Radical Metabolism, is important, with the right kind of coffee, which is known as the bitter, very important for detox, as well as the activation of thyroid hormones. That's where bitter foods are coming into play, because the mantra for Radical Metabolism, especially for weight loss, is bitter is better. And what we've learned, Alan, is that bitter foods dial down cravings, they keep appetite in check, and they boost metabolism by a whopping 53%. So bitter is the new green.
Bitter is the new green. Well, a lot of bitters are green. How about like dandelion greens, for instance,
and arugula.
What are some of the other bitters that people would recognize as foods?
The other bitters which we talk about in Radical Metabolism are watercress, one of the most important bitters because it contains at least 10 phytochemicals that help to protect against cancer. So watercress, very important, and it's now carried in most health food stores and Trader Joe's all over the country. We also love arugula and endive or endive, as well as parsley and cilantro. Now, dandelion root is a bitter, as well as some of your bitter herbs. We're looking at horseradish in that regard. And there are even bitter fruits, would you believe? That's where the grapefruit comes in handy, and even the rinds of citrus. Your lemon and your orange rinds are known as bitters. Very helpful, high in vitamin C, and very cleansing for the body, and they serve as precursors for glutathione, which cleans out the system. So there's a lot to choose from when it comes to bitter.
Yes, and you know, I would say that other cultures incorporate bitters into their diet more, but it seems like the SAD, Standard American Diet, doesn't include bitters. It's mostly just about fats, and mostly the wrong fats. We'll talk about fats, sweet and salt, as well as things like MSG, which are actually addictive.
Very true. Bitter is missing from the American diet, which is why in my book, literally and figuratively, we're teaching people to add back the bitters to breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as well as snacks.
So how would you, that's an interesting concept, how would you add bitter to a breakfast?
Dandelion root tea or coffee?
Oh, coffee. Well, that's an easy one. So almost
that's
everybody's
easy,
including
easy
it that way.
But, you know, it can't be any old coffee. This is what the issue is. It needs to be a coffee that is organic, or you're drinking a cup of pesticides, because coffee is one of the most highly ridden pesticide foods we have in the planet. And you want one that is mold-free and probably a medium roast. And I'm not even a coffee drinker, Alan. So for me to be talking about this on your show just shows you how far I've come in terms of the research. But the research has shown that coffee is very important for protecting the liver, which is the organ that I've championed for so many years, as well as being a source of bitter. And again, bitter is important for digestion, bitter is important for weight loss, and even the activation of thyroid hormones. So you've got your coffee. Now, you could do iced coffee. You could do, if you're not a coffee drinker, then you could drink a little bit of dandelion root tea. That's considered a bitter. And there's some other foods out there as well that I think people might be interested in knowing about. Cinnamon is considered a bitter herb, for example, so adding that to the morning brew or to your smoothie would also be an important aspect in getting rid of excess weight and assisting digestion.
Wow, cinnamon? That surprises me, Anne-Marie, because I kind of feel that cinnamon has a sweetness to it. Although it's interesting that if you look at the chemical constituents, it's a bitter principle.
it's a bitter principle, so we go by the chemical constituents, but there are many, many bitter superfoods out there. Sesame seeds are considered a bitter, and they are very important because they're very helpful in decongesting bile by about 20%. To some degree, Swiss chard, which is not a real surprise because it's quite bitter. It's very important to make bile decongested as well. The citrus that I mentioned, very important because it stimulates bile flow and helps the body flush bile-thickening toxins, so it helps to speed elimination. And, of course, the one that I really adore, and that is watercress, which is a very peppery-like green, which stimulates the bile production, and it's been shown, interestingly enough, to reduce toxic fat stores by 50% in a short period of time, which is why it's the focus of my 4-day intensive, where we make a delicious watercress soup with a little bit of bone broth. So there's a lot of different ways to incorporate all of these wonderful foods, and I think it's time to say goodbye to our winter fat and toxins and get slimmed down for spring.
You know, you would think so, but I'm sitting here in New York today, and it is in the 40s. I mean, I can't believe how this weather has been.
You know, and it's interesting because what I've found that regardless of what's happening in terms of the weather, your body knows it's liver cleansing time, which starts around March 21st. That's the liver season, up till about June 21st, which is the beginning of summer. So it is the time, according to your body's internal clock, to start detoxing with all of these wonderful bile-boosting superfoods that you can do so easily in radical metabolism.
And when you say so easily, I mean, it does take, first of all, the decision that you are important, that you yourself are important enough to investigate this. And I find that it is easy once you set up the foods that you have in your house. If you open your cabinets and your refrigerator and all that's there is prefabbed, fried food, frozen food that's really low quality. How do you know if it's low quality? Read the label. If it has a big paragraph on it, it's low quality. Eating out, all fast foods, you know, you have to make the decision that you are important enough to change those choices.
Well, yes, indeed. You've got to put yourself on top of your to-do list, and that's the first thing. But, you know, with a little help from Radical Metabolism and a group that we have online, Ellen, we have a very active Facebook group with the Radical Metabolism Revolution. My moderators take everybody step by step to ensure that they're following the program, that they're getting the right mindset, and we give them daily guidance. So having virtual support, I think, is almost essential in this day and age for keeping everybody on track.
So what is, you know what, we better take our little break. We'll take a little break first, because we have to do that, and listen to a natural medicine chest. And I do want to remind you that you are listening now to the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z right here on Progressive Radio Network. And our guest is the wonderful Anne Louise Gittleman, PhD, CNS, known as the First Lady of Nutrition. We are talking about radical metabolism. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Facebook group that you can join. And it's a personalized program, the Radical Metabolism Revolution, how to find it, how to join, and what you could expect. So we will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss the nutrient known as taurine.
Amino acids are chemical constituents that form the building blocks of protein in the body. The official definition of an amino acid is a compound which contains an amino group and a carboxylic acid. Taurine contains a sulfonic group instead, so is not a true amino acid, although it is often referred to as one. The intracellular concentration of taurine is 10 times that of any normal free amino acid.
Taurine was discovered in 1827, but the significance of taurine in nutrition was not realized until 1975, when the journal Science published a study showing that taurine-deficient cats suffered from retinal degeneration. In 1986, the annual review of biochemistry reported that the amount of taurine present in mammalian milk depends on the species. Natural human mother's milk is rich in taurine, but cow's milk, except for the early milk known as colostrum, is taurine deficient. Pediatrics Journal in 1983 printed a study which outlined several of the biologically significant functions of taurine, and an effort was then made to fortify infant formula by adding taurine.
Some species of animals, such as calves, cannot synthesize taurine within their bodies, and so must receive it through their diet. Humans have a very limited ability to synthesize taurine, so adequate intake through diet and supplementation is important. The principal source of dietary taurine is meat of various types and shellfish. Even people ingesting sufficiently high levels of taurine may develop a deficiency due to the overgrowth of certain anaerobic intestinal microorganisms which consume taurine. Certain prescription drugs are known inhibitors of taurine uptake.
The Journal of Neurochemistry published a study in 1975 which showed that taurine concentrations are extremely high in the retina. In fact, the retina contains two binding proteins specific for taurine. Research has yet to determine exactly how taurine functions in the eye, but deficiency of taurine has been found to lead to the degeneration of photoreceptor cells. Continued studies on taurine have linked its presence to several biological functions, besides being a protector of the delicate tissues of the eye. Taurine helps to neutralize oxidizing agents caused by ionizing radiation. Taurine is present in high concentrations in the normal heart. It stimulates white blood cell motility and protects cell membranes from free radical damage. Taurine has proven useful in epileptics to reduce or control seizures. It helps modulate the transport of substances such as sodium, potassium, magnesium, copper, and iron across cell membranes. Additional research supports taurine's role in preventing gallstones.
So, as you can see, the nutrient taurine may be an important addition to your natural medicine chest.
And welcome back once again to more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, and we love to be with you virtually. You can visit us at naturalnurse.com, send an email, or facebook.com, The Natural Nurse. And you can take all of our classes online, or you can visit with us in person. We have people coming to our offices in Oyster Bay, New York, and Dr. Zampern is in Connecticut, the University of Bridgeport, and also he has a home office. So we see people all the time for their own health issues, as well as professionally. So much exciting things going on. As a member of the American Herbalist Guild, I take people through a full course so they can become a registered herbalist. That is the most well-recognized herbal certification in the country. And you can also take the Natural Nurse Herbal Certification course, which is for people starting out who just want to begin to use herbs, and that course holds 18 CEU credits for professionals such as registered dietitians and nurses and massage therapists and acupuncturists. So you can find all that out at naturalnurse.com and then go to calendar. Today, we are so happy to have as our guest Ann Louise Gittleman. Dr. Gittleman is known as the First Lady of Nutrition and is an award-winning author and also is featured with an ongoing column called Radical Health Tips, and that's in Women's World, which certainly you can find anywhere. And thank you so much for joining us today as our guest, Ann Louise. You are really all over the place. It was very hard to track you down to where you would have time to do a radio show.
Well, so, anytime for you, my dear.
Well, we are really, really happy to have you on board. And where we left off was with something that, you know, I'm older and I'm not so familiar with these things, but obviously you're jumping on board with it. I think I should learn how also. What do you mean by a Facebook group where people can join the Radical Metabolism Revolution and actually have one-on-one interaction and sort of, you know, counseling that helps them along the way on their weight loss program?
Well, this is a private group on Facebook, and many of your listeners will be able to find it online by simply going to the Radical Metabolism Revolution. And it's a group. There are about 3,000 or so of us. It's a small group, but very, very well managed, very well attended, and very well supported by seasoned dieters that have been through the Radical Metabolism Weight Loss Program, that are familiar with my four-day detox, and will guide everybody in terms of detoxing their kitchens, detoxing their foods, their pots and pans, and getting into the Radical Metabolism lifestyle. And so this is something that has been online for the past year, Ellen, especially this particular group. I've worked for over, I'd say, 10 years on my Fat Flush group, and we support all of our participants with recipes, with little motivational and inspirational stories, with new research, and all of that seems to be very important to keep people, you know, on track. I think support is a missing link with so many of these programs that are out there. So we have people that have tried keto and failed, people that have tried paleo and failed, the raw foods diet and failed. All of these programs, I think, are good for short term, but we try to keep people on track for long term so that they can get healthy for the rest of their lives. It's not just about short term weight loss. It's about taking the weight off and being healthy from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet.
So how do people join such a group?
They can. They'll know. They can find it.
Oh, okay. They know. I don't.
They know. They know. Easily done. Anybody that's on Facebook can just put in their search bar "Radical Metabolism and Revolution" and ask to join. And we do a little, just a little bit of an analysis on any of our members to make sure that they're members that we think will be able to contribute to our programs, and. Most likely they'll be invited to join the group. So yes, indeed, and we invite any of your listeners to join us at Radical Metabolism Revolution. And we've got a radicalmetabolism.com Facebook, a website which enables people to see all of our tips and all of some of the most important Women's World columns. So if you've missed anything over the past 3 months, we've got it online.
Well, that makes it great if you decide that, you know what, it is the spring and it is the time to make a change in your life. And, you know, no one can do that for anyone. Everyone has to do it for themselves. Like, you make the choices, Anne Louise, and I make the choices of what I am going to put in my mouth. No one else can do that.
No, nobody else can do that, and you've got to make those choices and say, is this going to help me long term? Is this something that I think is going to benefit my liver, my lymph, and my gallbladder? You've got to ask those questions if you're on Radical Metabolism, and chances are, if it's green and if it's lean and if it's live, it's something that we would love you to partake in. But on our program, you can actually take your coffee, the healthy coffee that we mentioned, that purity coffee. We enjoy a little bit of chocolate now and again, as well as some of the forbidden fats that most diets have said are not healthy, and that's where my hemp seed oil comes in handy, my sesame seed oil, my pine nut oil. So our program is very different. That's why we call it Radical Metabolism.
Well, let's go into fats, because I always think of you as a real forefront runner, Anne Louise, in the entire fat story, because the concept of good fats versus bad fats, it's a little bit more recognized this day now, But not that many years ago, it was like fat-free was the buzz. And on fat-free, people were eating tons and tons and tons of sugar and chemicals. Like almost anything with a fat-free label is loaded. And it actually added to weight gain and decreased health and wellness. It was a really poorly run kind of campaign about fat-free.
No, I don't disagree with you by any means. I know that this was a very big deal. However, we've come full round, and of course we're talking about saturated fats, which have been given a green light now. And some of those saturated fats are important, provided they're balanced by the essential fats, and that's where the hemp seed oil, the flaxseed oil, the fish oil come in handy. And I also talk about the importance of restoring the omega-6s on the dinner plate, which is where
Wait. Let's not rush through that. You and I are talking to each other. We know what you mean by omega-6. But let's backtrack a little because people may not have heard. What is omega-3, omega-6? What does that even mean in terms of fats?
Well, what it means in layman's terms is that there are certain fats that are absolutely essential for the cell membrane, for the functioning of your brain, for the functioning of your nervous system, your heart, your joints, your muscles, and those are considered the essential fatty acids from two particular groups that you can only get from foods. They're known as the omega-3s and the omega-6s. Now, for years, we've demonized the omega-6s because they're the ones that are most altered and chemically Frankenfood, so to speak. They're Frankenfats, those that are loaded with some of the chemicals and overheated in their commercial oils from your corn oil, your sunflower, and your soybean. However, those oils, when they're unheated, unaltered, and in their pure state, are very important as precursors for every tissue cell and organ in your body. So I write about that and show you how to lose weight, look terrific, and also to keep your skin nice and taut and toned when you're losing weight on radical metabolism.
Well, those are good things to know.
Important things to know, because when people lose weight on my program, nobody can tell they've lost weight. They think they've had a facelift because of the hemp seed oil.
Well, tell us about hemp seed oil, because boy, oh boy, is hemp in the news? I mean, is hemp going to get you high? You know, it's just blazing, the entire hemp story at this point.
And it's all over the place. And this is hemp seed oil, so it's not hemp oil per se. This is not a CBD oil. This is a THC-free oil, which is very healthy for the skin, hair, and nails, good for the cell membrane, and will also help you burn fat. So when people are on this for at least 2 weeks, skin problems go away, no more eczema, no more psoriasis or any kind of irritation. And we're also finding that people can lose weight at an increased rate because it helps to burn brown fat, which is a dormant type of fat that increases metabolism. So it's got some wonderful hidden secrets to it, and you can get it in your health food store. So we use that at least twice a day on salads. You just cannot heat hemp seed oil because it's sensitive to heat, to air, and to light.
Oh, so now you don't want to use it for cooking?
No, but you're going to use it for salad dressings and drizzling in your smoothies and on your veggies.
Now, what about, how do you feel about coconut oil? Because it seems like, you know, there's been a mainstream physician who came out this year very against coconut oil.
Yeah, well, I think coconut oil is here to stay. It's used in so many different cultures and has been for years. I think coconut oil is a good oil because it's stable to heat, air, and light. It doesn't need bile to be digested. And I also find that it helps to satisfy the appetite. So I think in moderation, coconut oil is fine.
I think so, too, because like you said, when we look at the traditional use, but you do have to be careful because there's a big difference between processed coconut oil that's been, a lot of the things have been removed from it, versus organic, intact coconut oil.
Yes, so you want an unprocessed, non-refined coconut oil as much as possible, and it can enhance metabolism by 50%. So there's a place for coconut oil on the Radical Metabolism program.
And so, you know, adding in these fats versus when people perhaps went on a weight loss diet that was fat-free, you feel starving all the time. And then after you lose the weight, you go back to, oh, my God, I can't wait to eat regular. I have to say I've never dieted at all. I just have always ate healthy. And for almost 70 years, I've maintained, you know, the exact rates, weights through pregnancies and everything else. So I personally don't actually understand viscerally that kind of yo-yo diet and that kind of where you're always on a diet and the whole, you know, trying to make yourself eat a certain way. I'm sure that's challenging for a lot of people.
It's very challenging for a lot of people. And as you get older, it becomes more challenging because metabolism slows down. So you have to figure out the regimen that's right for you. On radical metabolism, we eat a little bit of carbohydrate because I don't believe you should cut it out entirely. So you're having your complex carbohydrate once a day. And we have one piece of fruit a day. So it gives us enough carbohydrate in addition to all the salads and vegetables so that you're not hungry. It helps your hormones, and it also provides you with some of the fiber that is so important for the intestinal bacteria, for your microbiome. So there are many different ways to go, but doing something that's good long-term, it'll be healthy for your hormones, which is why I wrote Radical Metabolism, is a much better course than to be too extreme with all these high-fat diets.
And you know, one of the most beautiful parts of your website is so easy to get around and find things on, that you have great recipes. I mean, how about cranberry nut, pine nut chutney? Even though cranberries aren't in this time of year, I buy them frozen and use them all the time.
I do too. Cranberries are a real signature food in all my work because they're so important in digesting fat and cleaning up the lymph to get rid of cellulite. So yeah, I mean, the recipes are delicious. The tips, I think, are doable, actionable, bite-sized little tips. There's really no excuse. You just have to find a nutritional expert, Ellen, that you resonate to, that seems to have your best interest at heart, and one that's been around, not somebody that just gets their latest information from the internet and then puts it all together in a book.
Well, you know, what I love is that you're offering actually individualized support so people can get the book Radical Metabolism or just go to the website Radical Metabolism. That makes it really easy. You know, what about mocha chai breakfast pudding? Oh, my God. Let me look at that recipe. You know, I'm clicking on it right now.
Delicious, delicious, and doable.
So easy.
It's got to be easy, and it has to be easy, number one, because I don't enjoy cooking anymore, number one. Number two, I never did. Number three, people don't have time.
I think number one I never did was it for you. Well, I only steam. I'm not a really good cook either, but my daughter became a chef, probably, you know, because you always go the other way of your parents. So
yeah,
she would love this. But it's beautiful. And then you give such great little tips. Like in this delicious recipe, you're talking about chia seeds. And then you even talk about cinnamon, but you say specifically Ceylon cinnamon. Why would you be referring to a specific kind of cinnamon?
Because the other kind of cinnamon can contain a substance which is known to be detrimental to the liver, taken in excessive amounts. So we only want this particular cinnamon.
See, now that's the kind of thing that is so excellent in using a book like yours that's written by someone who really knows, because obviously you don't have space there to explain all of that, but yet it is consciously written within the recipe.
Well, we try, and there's an awful lot of information out there that needs to be rectified and clarified, so that's why going to radicalmetabolism.com and having our little tips in Woman's World is so helpful for people, because they can take this in incremental steps so that it's not overwhelming.
Right, and just do one little thing, you know, follow one of these recipes. What if some of the, you know, boy, it's just about that time again, Ann Louise. We're going to just take a very short break. And when we come back, what I'd like to go into are, what are some of the first steps? Because what's the motivation? Is it about feeling better? Is it about getting rid of an illness such as arthritis or pain? Or is it losing weight? What would be the best reason to take stock of your life and move in a different direction and use radical metabolism as a guide? We're going to take a little break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. You're listening to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z right here on Progressive Radio Network with your host, Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse. You can find me at naturalnurse.com. Our guest today is Dr. Anne Louise Gittleman, the author of Radical Metabolism and so much more. We'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
I'm Gary Nall, the founder of the Progressive Radio Network. Today we have more than 80 producers bringing forth the most progressive and most liberating information, the kind of information you do not regularly hear on any of the mainstream or alternative media. You can help us now. Up to this point, I have virtually supported the Progressive Radio Network, all of its expenses and payroll, myself. But we would like to expand our reach. We'd like to do far more. We'd like to be able to advertise on Facebook and let others know we exist. We are the number one progressive radio network in the world. In fact, we have programs that are most listened to in all of progressive radio. But we could go a lot further. Our message can reach a lot more people, especially at a time when people are desperate for honest, objective insights on the important topical issues of our day. How can you help? It's simple. Go to prn.fm, go to our main page. In the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a little button, Support Now. And then whatever you can contribute on a monthly basis will make a big difference. It will help get the message out. It will help inform more people, give them more choices. This is where you'll hear in the independent candidates and the people looking to challenge the corruption in government and industries. But we need to get our reach out further. So please, whatever you can afford on a monthly basis, and there's some suggestions there, and it'll be automatic. All right? Thank you very much for continuing to help us help you and the rest of the world on these important issues.
Right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Find us at naturalnurse.com. Click on calendar to see about how you can meet with us in person or online. And today, our guest is Dr. Anne Louise Gittleman, the First Lady of Nutrition and author of multiple award-winning books. Today, we're talking about her current project, which really brings together all the knowledge she's been amassing for so many decades, and that is Radical Metabolism. And you can find her on Facebook, Radical Metabolism Revolution, and also online at radicalmetabolism.com, where there's all that great information that we've been visiting during our show today. Now, what would you say, Dr. Gittleman, is the main motivation? Have you found that weight loss is the thing that brings most people to be activated enough to make a change, or is it more like pain? What do you think the main motivation is?
I think the main motivation is weight loss followed by autoimmune illnesses and pain. I think they're about equal, and then third is overall health. So it's definitely weight loss far and ahead of everything else. But when you lose weight, everything else will really fall into place if you're doing the right program. So I think it's a good motivation. And I think that if you get the right oils, the right carbohydrates, the right supplements, get your liver working properly, get your gallbladder producing bile, you're in a much better position of not just losing weight, but handling all your other symptoms as well.
Well, I agree. Now, it seems to me that having that as some motivation is really, you know, it seems like it's okay, but so many people who do constantly want to lose weight, they seem to be just dieting all the time, but it becomes a yo-yo effect. So how is this better?
Well, it's because you're satisfied with what you're eating so that you don't have to really start dieting. And the other element of this, Alan, that I think is important is because of the addition of the bitters, the proper vegetables, the proper fruits, the proper carbohydrates, the right kind of oils, you're eating a program that's very satisfying so you don't feel as if you need to cheat. When people are hungry or their blood sugar gets very low is when you're tempted to overeat. That doesn't happen on my program.
And also, you know what's wonderful? You might do it for that reason, but when you talk to people, what happens is, oh, they also are sleeping better. They also are not waking up with their head all stuffy. So many other positive effects happen.
Wonderful effects, and their skin clears. So clear skin, clear brain, no more foggy brain. Better hair, better skin, hair, nails, all three of them seem to be much more supported with the program. And I think that's very important for people.
Yeah. So once you feel the difference, you're more likely to stick with it. And, like, who would want to go back? You might want to, like, let's say you're going to a wedding or something, and, you know, you can always have a one-day cheat versus eating a certain way that makes you feel just great all the time.
Well, our program is a livable program. It's a 24/7 program where you're not really cheating, because all the food is so delicious. You feel as if you're treating yourself every day, not cheating but treating. So.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's
not
a good one.
Cheating but treating.
That's it, and you're treating your appetite and all of these issues that are affecting you. So I've built in so many aspects to this where people, if they have, God forbid, some sort of osteo or rheumatoid arthritis, we get rid of the nightshades. So there are many different aspects that are built into a weight loss program that are going to help you if you have some kind of degenerative or autoimmune illness. We get rid of virus, get rid of parasites, get rid of fungus, and it's all done through radical metabolism.
Well, I think that's great information. And, you know, whatever your motivation is, if you want to have less pain, if you want to lose weight, if you want to look and feel better, and also with that higher fat content, that is so filling and fulfilling. What about the concept of vegan, vegetarian versus having some animal foods in the diet?
Well, I think that's a really personal choice, Alan. Some people become vegan for very important spiritual, ethical, and moral reasons. And this is the kind of thing that we respect and understand, and they can definitely follow our program if they're not eating any animal foods. I've built that into the program with particular substitutes. So it's good for all seasons and reasons.
So people can choose and use the different food choices in whatever way they so desire. So you can modify it to be like a vegan kind of diet?
Absolutely. We've got the right kind of beans that they can be using. We've got the right kind of tempeh from non-GMO soy. We've got something made from hemp foo, for example, like a tofu. So we've got you covered. If you're vegan, if you're raw foods, if you're a vegetarian, all of these different adaptations are possible with radical metabolism.
And what if you're the kind of person who doesn't want to give up meat, who was actually, you know, a very heavy meat eater, let's say the 12-ounce steak people? What about that?
Well, they can eat on our program as well. But if they have high iron, I would caution against that, and that's another aspect of the program. So we give you the pros and cons of all these different ways of eating, but but they're built into the program for whatever you choose. I don't think there's one program that fits everybody, and I'm very respectful of people's decisions of which foods they want to feed their precious bodies.
Right. That's another whole aspect, is that there is no one-size-fits-all. It's actually wonderful to look at the individual and put together a program that works just for you, but based on science and healthy choices.
Yes. Based on science, healthy choices, genetics, ancestral diet, all of those things we kind of take into consideration. So I think that's very important. What I do believe, however, is it's not healthy to remove a particular entire food group. So removing total carbohydrates is not what you'll find on radical metabolism.
Now, what about the inclusion or non-inclusion of pills and supplements?
Well, I'm a believer if you need gallbladder support, you've got to take a support system like the Bile Builder, which I created because there was nothing on the market to help to decongest the bile. You need some support in terms of a hormone replacement therapy, so to speak. So I'm a believer in that if this is something that you need because you no longer have the organ that's responsible for producing bile, or you no longer have your thyroid is not intact, or your adrenals. I'm a big believer in glandular supports, in vitamins, minerals, and essential fatty acids, as well as enzymes.
So there are times and places, which sounds like you need some kind of individualized guidance, because you're not saying everybody should take, 25 or 30. I see people take 100 pills a day. I really do.
Yeah, no, they do, which is why Radical Metabolism Revolution on Facebook is available. And so we guide you through that, and we give a lot of specific information in reference to your particular age and stage of life and what you might need to be successful on this particular program. And that's the Radical Metabolism Revolution, once again, on Facebook.
So do you discuss anything like digestive enzymes? Because people certainly do become deficient in those when they age at times.
Oh, absolutely. Digestive enzymes are very important. I believe in HCL. I believe in a pancreatic enzyme with some lipase, amylase, and protease. I'm a believer in all of the above.
So that's something that people can, learn more about and actually get educated and start with just healthy eating and then add in some targeted supplements, but not 100 supplements a day. We really usually do not need that. In fact, people will walk in, I'm sure that's happened to you, to my office with shopping bags full. They can hardly walk in. They have to have their friend help them carry this stuff in because they're so sick and weak. And they're taking all these pills. I go, well, is it helping you? Obviously, it doesn't seem like it is.
But people are so confused. They just need guidance. And I think going to a recognized source, a trusted source, is what's so important. And that's why I'm so happy that you do the kind of work that you do and are still out there, still relevant after all these wonderful years.
That sounds like a song. This is still relevant after all these years. That is so funny. But unfortunately, we have come to the end of our time. We're going to say goodbye in a few moments, but I'd like you to give parting words and contact information once more so people can find you.
Well, my parting words are that if you want to lose weight, I've got a powerful new plan to blast fat and reignite your energy in just 21 days that will start to heal your liver, support your gallbladder, and love your lymph. And that's Radical Metabolism, which you can find at RadicalMetabolism.com. You can find me on Facebook at Ann Louise Gittleman, as well as RadicalMetabolism.com. And I'm there for all of you to ask questions, to join our groups, and to be part of our wonderful Radical Metabolism Revolution community. It'd be my pleasure to meet and greet each and every one of you.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Ann Louise. And thank you, listeners, for being with us once again right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, hoping that you stay healthy.